Okay, I don't have a PowerPoint tonight, so you're going to have to do the old-fashioned way. Look at your own Bible. Are you all okay tonight? Turn in your Bible to Daniel chapter 2, verse 21. I want to read one verse of Scripture out of that. If you have your Bible, underline that, highlight that, use whatever you have a device that you use. I'm okay with any of that, but it's so important to get have the Word of God in your life, spoken in your life. Read it at the same time. I want to talk to you tonight about, and I really don't have necessarily a, this is the word that I put on the top of it when I was doing it, is just moving up. And I know some, for some of you, you're transitioning, God's changing things in your life, and you're at a different point all over. For some of you, it's, you know, it's easy. For some, it seems like you're climbing a ladder. It's always difficult. But God doesn't want us to get stuck in His development and the plan that He has for our lives. And when you go through a time of transition, and I want you to do your best to listen tonight. And I'm not going to be long. Even you guys in the back, Nate, if nobody's running in here trying to cause trouble, I want your ears tilted in this direction tonight. God, I believe there is a shift happening with His people, and He may be taking you and changing you and showing you some different thing, but God is moving in His people and taking us to another level in our lives, in the ministry that He's called us to, maybe in your profession, maybe the work that you're in. He's calling you and I to do some things that will expand who we are and expand His kingdom. And He's wanting to use us to increase what He has entrusted to us in the society that He has called us to. This is my heart. This is what I think about day and night. You may be going through some changes in your life right now, and God, you're wondering what is happening. The Lord may be just preparing you to take you to another level, to show you something new and different in your life and for His glory in the days ahead. Some of the hardest things that I've had to experience in my life is trying to understand why I was going through what I was going through. And as I reflect back and look at that in times gone by, God was using that to prepare me for my future. And I missed the joy of the process in the midst of it. You know what I'm talking about right now? Because there is a process that we go through, and be it good, bad, or whatever, we need to embrace that to a level and not let that bother us, but say, okay, God, here I am. I know You're working in me. I know You're doing something in me. And you may have, at moments, you may have questions about it and even uncertainty. But this verse of Scripture in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 21, He, God, good boy up there in the sound booth. Come on, Polly. He changes the times and the seasons. He sets up kings and disposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. Polly, you even got the right translation. Come on, baby. I'm buying you coffee this week. All that talk about pizza and chicken wings. I'm sitting over there. My dear Lord, set me free. And then on the announcements, it's cider and donuts. I'm thinking, my goodness, what is going on here tonight? Well, God gives us wisdom and knowledge. He will beforehand concerning the changes that are coming in your life. You'll know in your knowing that there is something that is coming, and you just need to always ask the Lord and say, God, I want to go to a greater level. I want to go to a higher level. You'll also find out in your moving on and moving up that He has to take you back and help you to learn something that maybe was rudimental all over again. How about loving people that are unlovable? How about forgiving people? How about letting things go that have afflicted you or some somebody has done something or hurt you, and you think you're past all that. You think, I mean, those are the things we learned in when we were kids or in Sunday school, or the first things we learned when we got born again. And yet we come to these places in our maturity that we come back full circle, and sometimes we get old enough and we get what we think is mature enough, and we think we can cover it up. And we don't have to go through any of that. We don't have to relearn that or go or let God change us in that. We can just continue on the way we go because we know how to pack on the smile and carry our King James Bible and make it all look good. But God, He wants sometimes, He brings us back to a place, okay, you did good at this one time, but you need to be reminded about that again. I was with my pastor today, Pastor Ron Domina. We left my house at 20 after 6, drove 230 miles to Newcastle, PA, met with some pastors and leaders there, and drove back home. There was a terrible accident on the thruway. We got off and went around the back way, went around by the airport, and Pastor Ron says, "Do you fly anymore?" I said, "I haven't flown in several years." He said, "Well, could you do it?" I said, "Well, I could, but it would take me a little bit." In other words, I wouldn't just go over there and say, okay, I'm going to rent a plane for, you know, a few hours. I'm going to fly to wherever, New York City or Toronto or Florida. I could do it. But I got to have some reminding about, okay, things have changed. You know, it's not the same as it was. I need a refresher. And maybe you need that refresher. Maybe we need to come back to the place. Maybe we need to be refreshed about what it means to position ourselves in a moment of prayer and maybe travail in prayer, maybe a time of prayer. I've heard people say, well, you know, I'm just not, you know, prayer is not my gifting. Yes, it is. That's all of these things are part of us, and God brings us back to certain places in our lives. I'm going to tell you something, you know, I didn't plan on talking about prayer, but when you face calamity in your life, you will become a person of prayer. Don't wait for that time to come. Keep the machinery greased up so when a challenge does come to your life, you're ready to go on. So you got to be ready to move on and move up. Number one, you got to be convinced of the call that God is laying on your life, because when God begins to take you through a process of change in your life, you must be absolutely convinced that this is God's plan that He's working out in your life. And you know that He has called you and He's preparing you for something. Nothing can change your mind on it. Nothing can pull you off track. Nothing can move you from the destiny that God has for your life. You are convinced, and if you get up, you think about it all day long, no matter whether it's a spiritual thing or it's a natural thing, if God's moving you in a job position or something, or He's challenging you to do something in your home, and if you're not convinced of this, you'll only hesitate and you'll prolong through discouragement, through difficulty. You'll focus on all the reasons that you don't do what you are supposed to do. Boy, I know this all so well. I'm slow to make moves, and sometimes it's like God just takes me to the mat and just shakes me up and down and pounds me on the ground. Do it. Move it. Come on with it. And only a deep conviction from God will keep you dialed in on the call and enable you to continue to go when you do make the move and when you do face the hardship in your life. Because you will. I read this scripture on Sunday, 2 Peter 1:10. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make sure your call and election sure. And he says, I love this. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. You got to have that working. You got to be convinced of the call. You also have to consider how God has used you in your past, what He has done for you in seasons of your past. When you're moving up, God will build on some of your past experiences that you have had, good or bad. Listen, when you and I go through negative times and hard seasons, that is not the end of your life. You got me on up there, Paul? You running the sound too? I don't see Jeff up. Listen, you are not defined by your failures. You are not defined. But God will take your failure, what the enemy meant for evil, he'll turn it around, and he will do something great with it if you will let him. And when you get to that new place, you will view those experiences as places where God has used that to prepare you for where you're going to go. Amen. I'm going to amen myself on that. And failures and disappointments and pain, they're preparation sometimes for where God wants to take you. In fact, not sometimes, all the time. Some of the hardest times and the hardest seasons of my life, when I reflect back on that, I see that God was using those things to put me where he's got me right now. I'm telling you, I've been through things, people put me up to do things, and I was so angry at them. They didn't need to do that. They assaulted me. And now I look back at it. And yeah, what they did, they meant to harm me. But God took it all. He turned it around and he's working something great out in it. Hello, are you listening to me tonight? Instead of me dwelling on what the negative that had happened to me or what somebody did or didn't do or said or didn't say, you got to get off of that. Quit focusing on that and focus on what God is calling you to. He's always taking you farther than you could ever really understand. He wants where he can take you. And then you have to know, how will you change? Because God begins you to take you from one assignment, one place, to the other. And you go through this process of preparation. The beautiful illustration of that is when you see two people come together, fall in love, they begin to prepare for marriage. They you see that. I love to watch that preparation. They're getting to know one another, and they're preparing for their wedding, and they're making all the plans. And I've never had a couple get married yet when they haven't, and I tell them all the time in the premarital counseling that I do with couples that I marry, is that you are the two that are getting married. You can accept influence, but people inevitably will tell you what you should do when you don't want to do it, and they'll get mad at you when you don't. And it's the same thing about our lives. When we're moving in a place where God is taking us, somebody won't like it. How many of you here gave your heart to Jesus, and all of your old friends that you used to do things that you're not proud of now just stood at the sideline and said, "Way to go. Give your life to Christ and keep on going." No. No. Yeah, bye. But, you know, and for some people that's hard, because new Christians, they have a hard time. They've been my friends for all my life. Yep. I'm sorry. New friends are coming. Amen. New levels. Amen. Brand new opportunities. People that will help you become who you're called to be. All my old friends, they were friends that I thought they were my friends, but they were at a level that did not encourage me to move higher than I ever moved before. They wanted to keep me in this bubble, in this place, and never want me to go to another level. Oh, you know, you're one of those guys now. You don't party with us anymore. We're not good enough for you. So no, you're good enough for me. That's not who I am anymore. Oh yeah, we know now you're Mr. Holy and everything. Oh no, I'm not holy, but I am saved. I'm born again. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. I remember when I got to speak at, I was asked, I never went to any of my school class reunions. I'm telling you, I was such a rascal in school. I'm not proud of it. And I think it was either my 20 or 25 year class reunion. And this committee got together and they asked me to speak at it. I thought, okay, I'm going to this one. I'm going to go. And I got to share the love of God, the gospel of Jesus, with all of them. That class where people saw me one way one time, and now they see me in another way. Commit to it. Commit to God. There'll be moments that you don't know what to do, which is my fourth point. Commit to overcoming the opposition. You got to make that commitment because God moves you from one level to a new level. You will run into opposition, and the devil will always want to move you backwards. He'll always want to keep you and push you back, cause you to stay where you are. Yeah, everything he'll throw your way, he will orchestrate you to think you should go backwards. But let me encourage you, when opposition comes against you, you know you are going in the right direction. Because you will go down paths that are unfamiliar to you. You will be afraid. You'll have this sense, where am I going? How am I going to get there? What am I going to do? Whether it's a new job, business, school, ministry, whatever it is. But God will empower you. Don't choose to stay in the comfort zone and never go to the level that God has called you to go to. That you ought to write that down. Do not choose to stay in your comfort zone and never go to the level that God has called you to. Number five, Ryan maybe touched on this, build mentoring relationships. You have to have the right people and the right relationships in your life to move you to the destiny that God has for you. You have to. I was the worst husband. Didn't know anything about being a husband. Didn't know anything about being a father. Nothing. My dad was gone. Went out of my life at 11. I had nobody to mentor. My father-in-law did. I mean, he was far better than anybody ever. But, you know, you're on your own when you're 11, 12, 13. And homeless when I'm 17. A rebel at heart. But I'll tell you what. When I got the right people in my life, that changed everything. You have to have those right people in your life because you can't figure it out all on your own. And you know what I found out? That when you have those mentoring relationships, now listen to me, that's for everybody. I don't care how old you are. Don't care how old you are. I'm sitting with Pastor Ron today. I'm riding in a car. I rode in the car with him almost 8 hours today. Dear Jesus. I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, you know, I'm old enough now. Are you really going to still tell me these things? I didn't say that to him. You better strike that from the recording too, Jeff, because I don't want him to listen to it and say, what? It was good for me. It's good for me. I'm 60, he's 72. He's talking to me, he's asking me questions. Asking me about Patty, asking me about the boy. He wants to know if I knew what size shorts my kids wear, he'd want to know about it. Not in a goofy or a crazy way. He wants to be intimately involved in who I am as a man. Praise the Lord. And that's so healthy. And open up your life to the right people so they can see you. And have input into your life. And get away from that thing, oh, I'm going to figure it out all by myself. Well, if I haven't heard that phrase, I can do this on my own. If I haven't heard that phrase 1,000 times over the years that I've served in ministry, I can do this on myself. And the reality of it is, I see people that say that, they just crash and burn every time. Because you are not meant to do it on your own. Amen? Amen. Build mentoring relationships. Six, be prepared for increased spiritual attacks. The more you move into the destiny of your life, the more effective you become for the Lord, the more threat you become to the kingdom of darkness. 1 John 3:8 though says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil. Find that scripture, Paulie, and put that. Look, no, 1 John 3:8. You're going a little too fast there. Listen to me, 1 John, 1 John 3:8, Paulie, I'm using the New King James Version too. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the work of the devil over your life. He will not have any control in your life, in your family. You heard Ryan say tonight, I didn't have a choice. My dad, he put his foot and said, get going. That's not all I did. I stood against the powers of darkness in my family and in my home. You will not come near us. You will not have victory in my home. I remember we used to live in another house before we moved away to Seattle. And I woke up in the middle of the night. I had this dream. And I saw this big black vehicle backing into my driveway. And I remember looking out the window. And I looked and I thought, the devil is in that. He wanted to move into my home, into my children's lives, into my family. And I remember it, while I was sleeping in the spirit, I remember it like it was yesterday, that I got and I stood and I opened up the door of my house and I said, back that thing out of my driveway. You will not come near my house. I knew it was the enemy trying to come to my house, trying to move into my kids' lives, trying to take over my family. And I stood out there and I stood against that big black, ominous thing. Sometimes you got to stand up against the evil one in your home, in your family. You got to fight. You can't lay down and say, well, whatever, whatever, you know. We'll just let them experience whatever. No! You stand up against it. You kick that devil out of your home. Amen. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he may destroy the works of the evil one. And we are assured of victory in every situation. Listen to 2 Corinthians 2:14. Thanks be unto God who always leads us to triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Our triumph does not eliminate our battles. Amen. You will still go through a battle. We have an enemy. We are engaged in a spiritual war and you got to fight, and you can't fight with your fists. You have to fight on your knees. Amen. And the attacks of the opposition will intensify when we embrace the new season, take on the new assignment, move from where we are to what we are called to be. Some of you are called to be some things in this world right now that you can't even imagine. And I want to encourage you, begin to ask God what that is. Begin to move in the plan that he has for your life. New battles will require different strategies. You have to arm yourself with the spiritual armor that he wants to give to you out of Ephesians chapter 6. You have to put the weapon of his word on, the power of his spirit. You have to clothe yourselves with the armament that God provides for you and I. And you have to stand up against that. Number 7, you have to accept what God has called you to. You have to be convinced that you are not going to stay where you're at, that you are going to move forward. It don't matter where you're living, what you're doing, who you are going to go to another level. I'm going to another level. I'm believing that in my own life. God, you're going to take me to another level in my life. I'm going to be who you have called me to be, who you have created me to be. I am convinced of that. And I will not let limitations try to hold me back. Number 8, remember that transition also will take some time. Nothing happens overnight. Nothing. Successful transition does never happen immediately. In fact, the faster it happens, if you are in something and it moves really fast, I just got some news for you today, it will probably dismantle as quickly as it grows. Got to move with clarity. Got to have all those components in place, all of those things in the process of your journey. I was on the phone. This man called me. He's been reaching out to me and family that actually heard me on the radio and lives in Buffalo and went through a challenging time in his home and his marriage. And, you know, I told him, things don't just happen overnight. If you're going through a challenging time in your home, it just didn't happen overnight, and it doesn't get fixed overnight. Transition, healing, restoration, new, takes time. And God has designed the change and even the event to be done in a process. He is deliberate with it. And you and I need to work diligently for it. But there is a time. There is a journey. Like the Israelites, there was a journey. Hopefully it doesn't take that long. But don't get exasperated in the journey. And then You got to just move ahead with faith. You got to believe that. When God is taking you from one level to the next, you got to believe that He is with you. You got to believe that He is leading you. You got to believe that He is guiding you. You got to put one foot ahead of the other. You got to move in that direction. You got to trust Him with your life. And when I'm talking about having faith, I'm talking about not having faith in faith. I'm talking about having faith in God. If God calls you, then He is able to bring that to pass. He is faithful. Philippians 1:6, He is faithful to finish the work that He has begun inside of you. I believe with all of my heart that some of you that are here tonight, you're living maybe on the fringes of what God has called you to. That He's got more for you. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you're cautious. Maybe you're just reserved as an individual and you're wondering, boy, is this really for me? Should I do this? I'm feeling this, but I'm afraid to step out in it and go. Can I just encourage you tonight? Take a step of faith. Begin to believe God. I don't know what it is that I'm talking. Maybe for some of you, maybe it's in an area of your life that He's laying His fingers on, His hand on, to change you. And maybe you've never trusted Him in your life in giving to Him. And you want God to bless your life. And God wants to, He wants to pour out on you. But there's a process in that. Maybe it's in your home. Maybe it's with your family. Maybe it's in a business. Maybe it's going to school. Maybe it's taking a class. Maybe it's anything that's going to stretch you. Maybe it's becoming involved in the ministry here. Maybe it's serving across town at the other church. You're wondering, you're waiting for a bolt from heaven or you're waiting for an earthquake. Can I tell you that's not going to happen? And if it does, He's not in it. Remember what He said in the Old Testament when the prophet was waiting? So God wasn't in the thunder. He wasn't in the shaking. But He was in a still, small. Come on, somebody say it. A still, small. Hear Him. Just close your eyes with me tonight. Hear Him. Hear the word of the Lord in your life right now. For some of you, maybe it's making a change in a relationship that you're involved in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's take a moment to hear that still small voice. Hallelujah. He's a God that cares and loves. He'll walk with you through whatever it is you're in the midst of, whatever it is you're going through. He'll be there with you. Some of the hardest seasons in my life, seasons that I wept every night of my life, seasons that I was so broken, so hurt, so afraid. And at the moment that I was in that place, just keep your eyes closed, your heads bowed, just a moment. The moment I was in that place, I didn't really fully realize that He was with me. And that everything I needed was inside of me to be all that He has called me to. Hallelujah. Praise Your name, God. Praise Your holy name, Lord. Speak, Lord, now. Speak. God, speak in a beautiful way to each and every person here, I pray tonight. Some are asking You, Lord, right now. They're listening. They're saying they want to hear You. I pray You speak. We honor You. We worship You, Lord. God, we will hear. We will obey. Hallelujah, Lord God. I pray. I just sense in some hearts and lives and homes, Lord, would grant you peace. Some of you need to make a transition. Some of you need to make some decisions. Some of you gotta make some movement towards the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, I pray for my brothers and my sisters that are here tonight. I pray great hope, great strength. And I pray, God, that you will take them where they need to go, not where they want to go, but you will lead us and you will guide us in this season of our lives, God. I thank you for it. I pray the grace to be multiplied and peace to each life here tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said amen. You need prayer for anything tonight, come on down. I'll pray for you before we go tonight. I love you. I really do love you. I appreciate you so much. I thank God for you. Go in His grace. Make sure you say hi to somebody before you run out tonight. Again, if you need prayer, I'm going to stay down here. I'd be glad to pray with you and for you.